From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Friendships do more than make life enjoyable. A study of baboons finds that mothers with lots of strong social connections are more likely to see their infants survive the first risky year of life. The study in Science magazine shows that friends really do matter, even in primates other than humans. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
For more than 30 years, anthropologists have been fascinated by the troops of baboons who live in the grasslands and acacia trees at the foot of Mount Kilimanjaro. Joan Silk at UCLA says these monkeys, particularly the females, have developed an elaborate social system.
They invest a lot of time in maintaining and supporting their social relationships, cultivating social bonds. So anything that animals devote a lot of time to must be important to them.
To figure out why this is so important, Silk and her colleagues have spent years traipsing after these animals on foot. They keep close tabs on individuals as they groom one another, hang out together, and interact in other ways. These behaviors determine the baboon's social structure. In her recent fieldwork, Silk also kept tabs on the success these monkeys had in raising young.
The females who were most social were most likely to rear their infants successfully through that first year. And the first year of life is a time of great peril for a baboon infant. Mortality is high during that first year, and getting your infant through that first year of life means that that infant's likely to grow up and reach reproductive age itself.
And that ensures the survival of the particular family and the species as a whole. The question is how a mother's social ties benefit her offspring. Silk says she doesn't have an answer, but she has some ideas.
We know that being groomed reduces monkeys' heart rates. And it may be that being in relaxed social contact with others reduces stress, and this has beneficial effects on mothers and their infants.
Or it could have something to do with the lions and hyenas and the leopards who also stalk through the high grasses of Kenya's Amboseli Basin. Larger social groups of baboons could be at an advantage. A baboon born to a mother who is socially well-connected also gains high status in the group. Silk says in some populations, these socially privileged youngsters grow faster and mature earlier.
They have these advantages that they gain because of the family that they belong to.
But these social connections only help up to a point. Baboons who spent the most time grooming and engaging in social behavior didn't bring more benefits to their offspring. Robin Dunbar, who conducts his own primate studies from the University of Liverpool, says at some point social activities may be a distraction.
When they're groomed heavily, and all wild monkeys in particular do a lot of grooming, they tend to go to sleep. It's so relaxing for them, like being in the massage parlor. And the result is they kind of forget about their infants who are off playing sort of with the other juveniles in the group. And under those circumstances, it's very often the case that other individuals get in there and abuse your children, as it were.
Young females sometimes become curious and adopt, or kidnap, depending upon how you look at it, other babies. They can drop them or otherwise mishandle them. And sometimes a suckling baby can starve if the mother can't get it back. Joan Silk says, once again, a strong social network can help a mother rescue her infant from this perilous situation. Baboons aren't people, of course, but Silk sees a lesson in this for our species, too.
I think the lesson for human beings is that social bonds matter. They matter a lot. We are an intensely social species, and it looks like the foundations for sociality go very far back, and that they're very deep in our evolutionary history.
It seems friendship was invented by our ancestors millions of years ago. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.